There's a wicked feeling about this place. And a smell. Do you notice it?
Mm.
It's a queer kind of smell. Stuffy. I don't like it.
I don't like anything here at all, Sam. Mm. But so our path is laid.
Yes, that's so. And we shouldn't be here at all if we'd known more about it before we started.
Mm.
But I suppose it's often that way. The brave things in old tales and songs, Mr. Frodo.
Yes.
I used to think that they were things the wonderful folk of the stories went out and looked for because life was a bit dull. But folks seem to have been just landed in them, really. A bit like us.
Mm.
I wonder if we shall ever be put into songs or tales.
Oh.
Huh? Told by the fireside or read out of a great book years and years afterwards. And people will say, well, let's hear about Frodo and the Ring. And they'll say, yes, that's one of my favourite stories. Frodo was very brave, wasn't he, Dad? Yes, my boy. The famousest of the hobbits.
Sam. Oh, Sam. To hear you somehow makes me as happy as if the story was already written. But you've left out one of the chief characters.
Hmm?
Mm. Samwise, the stout-hearted.
Oh.
I want to hear more about Sam, Dad.
Yeah.
Why didn't they put in more of his talk, Dad? It makes me laugh, Dad. And Frodo wouldn't have got far without Sam, would he, Dad?
Oh, no, Mr. Frodo, you shouldn't make fun. I was serious.
So was I, Sam. And so I am. We're going on a bit too fast. You and I, Sam, are still stuck in the worst place in the story. And it is all too likely that some will say at this point, shut the book now, Dad. We don't want to read any more.
Maybe. But I wouldn't be one to say that. Why, even Gollum might be good in a tale. He used to like tales once. I wonder if he thinks he's the hero or the villain.
Well,
Gollum, would you like to be the
Oh, now where's he got off to again? I don't like him sneaking off without saying.
Well,
he can't be looking for food up here.
It's no good worrying about him, Sam. After all, we couldn't have got here without him. If he's false, he's false.
Still, we'd better keep our eyes skinned. But it would be safe for you to have a sleep now, Master.
Oh, sleep.
Mm.
Yes. Even here, I could sleep.
Well, sleep then, Master. Lay your head in my lap.
All right.
The next day came with a morning like a brown dusk, and the hearts of men, lifted for a while by the return of Faramir, sank low. The winged shadows were not seen again that day, yet ever and anon, high above the city, a faint cry would come, and many who heard it would stand stricken with a passing dread, while the less stout-hearted quailed and wept. Denethor summoned his son before him.
I have resolved that we should make no stroke of war, lest perchance the riders of Rohan should still come. The threat from the south is too great. We can only man the walls and wait.
I am certain that the Rohirrim will come to our aid.
I wish I shared your certainty. In the meantime, we should not abandon the outer defences the Ramus made with so great a labour. And the enemy must pay dearly for the crossing of the river. He cannot cross either north of Kyre Andos because of the marshes, nor southward towards Lebenin because of the breadth of the river. It is at Osgiliath that the first blow will fall. How is the garrison there?
It is not strong. I sent the company of Ithilien to strengthen it.
Not enough, I deem. You'll have need of some stout captain there. It was there that Boromir denied the enemy the passage.
That was but a trial. Today we may make the enemy pay 10 times our loss at the passage, and yet rue the exchange, for he can afford to lose a host better than we to lose a company. And the retreat of those we put out so far afield as Osgiliath will be perilous indeed if the enemy wins across in force.
Much must be risked in war, but I will not yield the river and the fair fields of the Pelennor unfought. Not if there is a captain who has still the courage to do his lord's will.
I do not oppose your will, sire. Since you are robbed of Boromir, I will go and do what I can in his stead, if you command it.
I do so.
Then farewell. If I should return, think better of me.
That depends upon the manner of your return.
Faramir?
Gandalf.
Do not throw your life away rashly or in bitterness. You will be needed here for other things than war. Your father loves you, Faramir, and will remember it ere the end. Farewell.
Farewell.